Bilang isang babae na nagtatrabaho sa industriya ng taxi, si Rula Angelopoulos ay handa sa mga hamon nito nang patakbuhin niya ang negosyo ng kanyang ama 2 taon na ang nakalipas. Subalit hindi niya inaasahan ang pagdating ng Uber at ang mga hadlang na dala-dala nito. Narito ang ulat.
Alright, so everything went smooth. Let's have a look at the meter.
Ang pagpapatakbo ng mga taxi sa panahon ng Uber ay hindi madaling sakayan.
Stressful. Stressful, yeah. I think I might even have some white hairs.
Subalit hindi pa ihinto ni Rula Angelopoulos ang pagpapatakbo ng negosyo ng kanyang pamilya.
My dad prepared me. I know he prepared me. When he said sink or swim, I'm glad he did say that because he prepared me in a way that I could deal with today and I can deal with anything now.
Pinagpatuloy niya ang pagpapatakbo ng mga taxi ng kanyang ama 2 taon na ang nakalipas pagkatapos ng kanyang kamatayan. Subalit siya ay nakapaghanda sa pagpapalit sa pagtulong sa negosyo mula nang iwan niya ang kanyang trabaho bilang isang art director sa magazine 7 taon na ang nakalipas.
I decided to leave my demanding glamorous industry at the time. It was a personal decision I made to help out Dad because I realized I could see he was getting tired and his health was catching up with him.
Para sa isang negosyo na nagsimula sa isang taxi lamang na minaneho ng kanyang ama noong dekada 70, malayo na ang nailakbay ng kanilang negosyo. Ang mga kumpanyang tulad ng Uber ang nagpapatunay na balagid sa pinakahuling hadlang sa negosyong naharap na sa maraming regulasyon.
They're doing the same job. Technically, it's the same job. You can call it whatever you want, ride-sharing or whatever. They're doing exactly the same, minus all the overheads, minus all the expenses. They're not paying $8,200 and something Greensleep to operate a car to pick up public passengers. And it's just not fair that we had to fork out and we had to abide by rules and regulations made by the same government that allowed them in.
Yung mga ganitong bagay na hindi patas ang sinasabi ni Rula na nagpapahirap sa kanila para hindi kumita. Para sa mahigit 20 dosena ng taxi, ang kita ay bumagsak sa halos 50% sa nakalipas na 2 taon. Subalit ang gastusin ay hindi nababawasan. Sa insurance pa lamang at iba pang mga bayarin, ang gastos ay umaabot sa mahigit $50,000 bawat taon para mapatakbo ang isang taxi.
We are trying to make ends meet, so that's how it is now. We are just trying to break even, and I mean, for me, I'm getting much less return, much, much less.
Sa typical na gabi ng Biyernes o Sabado, nakadalas ay pinakaabalang oras para sa mga taxi, ang mga chuper ni Rula ay nagtatapos din ng maaga dahil walang mga pasahero.
You know, 2 years ago, they'll be probably finishing off at 6 in the morning. Now, I'd be lucky to go past midnight.
And is that mostly because of ride sharing or is that because of the lockout laws as well?
Both. Both have a lot to contribute towards that.
Ganito ang parong salaysay sa buong industriya ng taxi sa New South Wales. Kailangan mo lamang mabatid ang bumababang halaga ng plaka ng lisensya ng taxi para maintindihan kung gaano kalupit ang panahon. Si Roy Wakelin King ay ang CEO ng New South Wales Taxi Council. Ipinaliwanag niya kung paano gumagana ang lisensya ng taxi sa estado.
Well, a taxi license plate is like, if you like, owning a pub license. So it's a license to trade. It's not like a car license. It's actually a document that enables you to carry out a business.
Pinatatakbo ng pamahalaan ng New South Wales ang bilang ng mga lisensya ng taxi. Noong Abril 2014, nang ilunsad ang Uber sa Sydney, ang pangkaraniwang halaga ng lisensya ay halos $378,000. Pagkatapos ng 2 taon, ang halaga nito ay halos nangalahati. Nagkakahalagang $206,000 na lamang noong Mayo 2016. Para kay Rula, ang ibig sabihin nito ay bumababa ang halaga ng kanyang mga asset.
Well, I don't think I can reduce the fleet at the moment because they're my plates. I don't think I can sell them right now. I'll just make them work.
Have you at any point thought, you know what, I'm just going to put this in the too hard basket, throw my hands up and chuck it in?
No, I'm not like that. That's not me.
Sumang-ayon si Roy Wakelin King ng Taxi Council.
You can never question Rula's commitment and passion and professionalism. She strikes me as the sort of person who anything that she puts her hand to, she's going to make it a success.
Nakakatulong din na nakikita ni Rula ang liwanag sa problema.
I think it's going to stabilize at some point. I think it's going to get better. I think there'll always be a need for taxis. People do want to walk out in the street and hail a taxi. It's a big difference. We don't all want to get on the apps.